amongst everything that one can possess in this whole creation is a pure faith in Krishna and things related to Krishna. When we say faith in Krishna, it means many things. Amongst all the offenses against the holy name, there are at least three offenses that talk about this faith. One should have faith in the glories of the holy name. One should have faith in the scriptures and in pursuance of the and the scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version, which means the scriptures written by Goswamis and other Vaishnavas from their deep realization. And also one should not avoid the holy name or talk about the glories of the holy name to those who don't have faith. The ninth offense talks about faith. So Sri Sri Gauranithai, they are most merciful incarnation. In fact, they are the crest jewel amongst all incarnations. Sabhavatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Anandakanda. But even they are awarding the holy name freely to everyone, but with the expectation of Shraddha in the living entity. Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Jan. It is said Lord Nityananda is awarding in the marketplace of the holy name all different names of Krishna, but for those who have Shraddha. That is why several places this Shraddha is mentioned. Shraddha Mule Shuddha Naam Sehate Dibikai. Again, in another song, it's talking about Shraddha. So, this Shraddha is a pure and innocent faith that one develops in the innermost recesses of one's heart, which is very private to every individual. But how do we know whether we have developed that type of Shraddha in the holy name? In whatever thing we develop Shraddha, our heart will be orbiting around that in our life. We all can see that we are fascinated by some things even within our purview of spiritual life, around which we keep orbiting. We keep appreciating, we keep remembering, reminiscing, relishing, those things in which we have tremendous faith. Similarly, if one has developed faith in Krishna, faith in the holy name, then gradually one's heart will become sold to that. So those who want to purchase this faith, they should associate with those who already have this faith, because there is no other way that the faith can be obtained in one's life. Because we may hear oceanic amount of knowledge, and modern age, Kali Yuga, is the age of information. Everything is available on net. There is so much information available. There is no dearth of information. But how to develop faith in that information? That information that speaks about God, about the material nature, about karma, about everything in life. So that faith is actually the most priceless and precious jewel that one should hanker for. So wherever we see bhakti manifesting in the heart of anyone or in the life of anyone, whether he be a very innocent neophyte devotee or he be a very advanced senior devotee spending several years in the moment, ultimately one should actually look for this bhakti in the heart of living beings. And wherever it exists, wherever it is manifested, one should immediately take advantage of the association of such devotees and develop that faith, because the nature of bhakti is bhakti sanjayate bhakti, it is said. Bhakti produces bhakti in the hearts of others. That's why he says, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Who is the Tandera? The person who faithfully serves the six Goswamis and their instructions. I would like to serve that Vaishnava, because he is, for him, the five remnants for the five senses. We have food not only for the mouth, we have food for the eyes, food for the ears, food for the nose, food for the mouth and food for the skin. Because all these five senses are craving for some food. So he says, more a panchagras. The panchagras is actually those people who engage in the instructions of the six Goswamis, accepting that as the food for all the five senses. Such personalities or faithfully devoted, their association should be sought, and one should gradually increase one's faith. our faith in our heart will increase by the way we associate with devotees, and gradually increase that faith. And once that faith increases in the Lord, in the holy name, in the scriptures, in all these things, then very soon our heart will be orbiting around these things within. And that development of the faith is the one, Shraddha, Sausanga, Bhajana, Kriya, Anatana, Vritti. All these stages are basically development of Shraddha in the ultimate truth, up to the stage of Prema as one advances. So one should always pray for this priceless jewel, which is the most precious amongst all, in comparison to many other things that are much lower than this. So that is why in the 10 offenses against the holy name, the Shraddha is stressed so much, 3 times, 3 different offenses. Harinam Prabhu ki.